This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450 Free Life Freedom. 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on air call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. And welcome back to our audience on Twitch. We had been suspended for 3 days due to a supposed nudity incident. And I have yet... Oh, sorry. Accidentally did not unmute you, Richie. Try
it
again.
I was going to say, I'm going to keep my shirt on.
Yeah,
for this one.
It's still not clear exactly what their policy is, and I don't expect that they're going to write me back and clarify their policy, because I wrote to them on Friday or something like that, asking them about, well, you know, is it nudity for everyone to be topless? Like, if males are topless, is that considered nudity by your policy? If not, is it people who are presenting as female that are topless, is that considered nudity? Because Aria DeMezzo, our Monday night co-host, Mark tomorrow night show, she does a show called Aria Uncensored that is exclusive to the internet.
How long's Aria been in town? Aria
since
hasn't
June.
Aria hasn't been female for a year, right?
What does that mean?
Has Aria moved to New Hampshire?
No, that's not true. She was definitely Aria when I first met her in 2017.
Oh, okay. She has not been going by the name Aria for over a year.
She was Aria when I met her in 2017 at the first ForkFest.
Okay.
My understanding was that she decided to start wearing skirts when she moved to New Hampshire.
No.
And that was 2018.
No, my understanding is that she didn't really do it much when she was down in Mississippi. And made the full-on transition when she moved here. But when I first met her in the summer of 2017, she was Aria DeMezzo wearing skirts at ForkFest.
But she wasn't in Alabama or Mississippi doing it.
At some point, she did. She did make.
I don't know what I think about it when you're going back and forth.
When who's going back? Oh, as far as her commitment or whatever.
Right, a person is transitioning over.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one day you're male, one day you're female.
For her, it had to do with living in the South. And
I understand what it had to, but what's the reality? I mean, what was she?
Well, the reality is gender is fluid, so you can transition back and forth as much
as you want. In her case, it was more of a concern with. I remember she's told the story on Call to Freedom about how she would go to a convenience store in her neighborhood on a regular basis. She is a known customer there. She's there all the time.
In Mississippi.
Yeah, in Mississippi.
Okay.
And that, you know, one day towards when she was going to make the move to New Hampshire, she just decided to go all the way and show up as Aria rather than James, and that was a hard thing to do, right? Like, to show up completely different, like, they all know it's you.
Yep.
You know, and now you're dressing like a woman. So she did do that for some amount of time, Mark. I'm just not sure how much. I don't think it was that much before she left Mississippi.
All I'm doing is repeating what she told me.
Yeah.
And she told me more or less she became a woman as she, transitioned from. She transitioned as she transitioned from Mississippi to New Hampshire.
It was a good time for it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, makes
right?
sense.
Because the people up here have been more accepting towards her because of that.
All I'm saying is she hasn't been a woman long.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point, when she takes off her shirt, is she, male or female? This is a difficult question for streaming platforms or anybody who does, decides what's acceptable and what's not acceptable on the internet, right? At one point, what point does a woman with her shirt off, a man with his shirt off, become a woman doing porn? I don't know. But,
or vice versa.
Well, it's only not porn, it's just somebody topless. You know, that's what
was on Free Talk Live.
Right.
However,
on LRN.FM.
LRN.FM. However, there's something that can come after that too. If D Live now lets women take their shirts off on D Live.
Well, we weren't banned from D Live.
I'm
just
sorry,
to be
Twitch.
Clear.
Twitch now lets women take their shirts off on Twitch. Well, then what happens? There's plenty of women who make a lot of money on Twitch not taking their shirts off.
Sure.
Just being cute and playing video games or chit-chatting or whatever it is that they're doing.
That's a career now.
But if they declared themselves to be male, could they then take their shirts off?
I don't know. That's what I want them to clarify. I want Twitch to make their policy clear, because it's not clear. So I've asked Aria, does she want to put pasties or maybe like electrical tape and, you know, an X over top of her nipples on Tuesday night for the next episode of Aria Uncensored?
Best I can tell on Twitch, underboob isn't a problem.
So the other problem, though, with Twitch is that they have this sort of nebulous policy about being dressed appropriate for the location, basically. So the idea is if you are doing what they call an IRL stream in real life, if you have your cell phone and you're going to the beach, you know, well, then it makes sense if you're going to have your top off. You're at the beach, right? Sure. Or at least if you're a man. Presumably you wouldn't be able to as a woman. They may try to argue that, well, if you're in your home, you shouldn't have your top off. So even if she has pasties on, we may still get pulled, is what I'm thinking.
I only put a shirt on when I leave the house.
Right? Exactly.
When I'm at home, I'm topless.
Absolutely. If it's warm enough, I have got my shirt off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I can tell you my dad sat around in tidy whities most of my childhood.
Which is one of the other things I had inquired about was, well, you know, throughout the summer of 2018, the first summer we were on Twitch, I was topless. Conan was in here co-hosting. We had like topless Wednesdays where Conan and I would be topless in the studio together because it was, you know, it's warm outside. And
nobody extra watched the stream as a result.
Well, but people were complaining about it, right? Like people, there's like these young males that come into the stream and become obsessed with the idea of what we're wearing or not wearing. They'll keep track of how many days in a row I wear the same T-shirt or whether I'm topless or not. If I'm topless, they'll tell me to put a shirt on. If I'm not topless, they'll tell me to take my shirt off and go topless. Like, they're just obsessed with it. And it's, you know, very silly. So you would think some of those people were reporting it, right? So we must have been reported, given the number of instances. Does that mean that it's okay for men to be topless? And so there's a lot of questions, and I don't think they're going to answer any of them.
I wonder if she could get that female bikini that has, like, male nipples on them. Like, that's the design.
The picture. The photo. Right. A printed photo of male nipples. I love that.
If she would wear that, then, like, would those nipples be okay to show because it's on the printed bikini top? And
can we get that from, like, are those for sale?
They're for sale somewhere. I don't know where to buy
them. Her nipples were male nipples not too long ago.
Right. But now these are pictures
of
them.
Now they're photos of nipples. Now it's not an actual nipple.
And there was a time in the recent past when they would go from being a male nipple to a female nipple in the same day.
Wait,
didn't they?
Who?
Aria.
Oh, because she's trans, because of her transition. She, like, in the morning she'd be male and then female in the evening.
You're talking about when she didn't live here or whatever?
Yes, okay. I'm trying to figure this whole gender fluid thing out. I get when you like, I'm wearing dresses every day and I'm going to have long hair. Please call me she.
Well, she is every day.
Yes,
Aria,
she is.
And for most of the year.
All I said was in the recent past, Ian. Yeah. A year ago is the recent past.
I don't even
the nipple would go from being a male nipple to a female nipple back to a male nipple all in the same day. Probably even more transitions than that. I don't know what to do anymore. And you want clarification from Twitch?
I don't think they're going to
do
it.
What kind of fool would give an a-hole like you any kind of clarification?
And you know, to be fair, right down in the South, maybe more so than other places, but you know, gay bashing is and was a thing. So if you were hiding your sexual orientation,
there's actually a Boy Scout badge. You could get one
for gay bashing.
The gay bashing Boy Scout badge. Yeah,
is that
really?
Thing?
It's only for the Southern states.
Oh, okay.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes, I just found out that, you know, if a mother is under a lot of stress and if she releases a lot of cortisol and adrenaline, which are stress hormones, it actually affects the brain development of the fetus.
Okay,
I believe that.
Yeah, you know, and so the end result is you get somebody like me who has like a lot of anxiety over doing simple things. Like I have my Section 8 renewal recertification, and I get like massive like anxiety attack of like, I've been cleaning this house for the last 2 weeks. I've been cleaning all day, and I got 3 more days to clean, and then I stress.
So wait, you're worried because they're going to come inspect your house to see if it's clean?
Well, I feel like it's not going to be good enough. I'm going to fail.
But they're going to come inspect. They're going to come check it out, right? Hang on a second. We're going to bring you back here, Sarah. 855-453. Plus, I want her to weigh in on the topless issue as well. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Sunday edition of the program. You're invited here to join us and take control of the airwaves. Should you want to do that with you tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Don't forget to go online to join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got the Discord server where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners for free around the clock. It's 24/7. There are people in the Discord server, different channels about different subjects, cryptocurrency, gaming. There's one for On Air now where you can talk about the things that are going on the air at the moment. Or whatever you want to discuss. And then there's actually voice channels in which you can have voice chats with other Free Talk Live listeners at any time, whenever people want to do that. Then there's the channels that allow you to call into the show as well. It's all free, and the Discord app is available for basically every platform out there, iOS, Android, Linux, Mac, Windows. So I love having Discord on my phone. If you need to call in to Free Talk Live, you put Discord on your phone, call us on Discord. It's an upgrade to your call quality. It's huge.
Significant upgrade to your call quality.
It's amazing. The only reason I haven't switched over to Discord only is because we would lose Sarah. She doesn't have a smartphone. And I don't want to do that, Sarah. So you're back here on Free Talk Live. But check us out over at discord.lrn.fm. Sarah doesn't have the internet. She doesn't have a smartphone. But she's got opinions. So
nothing wrong with that.
What was it you were telling us about a moment ago, Sarah? You remember, we just have always have new
listeners
tuning.
Section 8.
And stress.
Oh, yeah. She was getting ready for an inspection. Yeah. Now, is this a yearly, did you say, an annual inspection?
Yeah. And then they also bring you in for an appointment with all of the paperwork. But I have been suffering from massive anxiety every year doing this.
You're worried that you're not going to pass? Are you worried that your apartment is not clean enough? Or what is it that you're so anxious about?
Well, the anxiety, I think it has to do with my mother being stressed out when I was a fetus. That's my whole point. So most
you're just saying
people,
you're anxious, period, around the clock, all the time?
Not all of the time, but especially stressful issue. And this is like a very stressful issue for me.
But what, you remember having those anxiety attacks as a child, I would assume then. It's not recently onset anxiety.
No, I've been having anxiety attacks and up to the point where I got hospitalized. And when they tested my blood, they said by my blood test, they said I have high anxiety when I got hospitalized.
Hmm.
But and I think when I was a fetus, the cortisol and the adrenaline pumped through my brain maybe have affected it.
That's a theory at this point, and it's an interesting theory. I'm not calling it wrong or anything. I'm kind of curious about this presentation now. So you're dealing with having these Section 8 housing inspectors come through your house. How often do they come?
Once a year.
Okay, and these shiftless government bureaucrats are going to come through your house. They're going to determine whether or not you're worthy of Section 8 status, and they could just take it away from you, right?
They're checking for how clean I am, and they're checking also if everything works, because they're paying out the money, and then they want to make sure that it's good enough for them to pay the money. And plus, they also I have to go to an appointment and bring in all the paperwork that they tell me to bring in. So, I mean, it's a possible feat, but I suffer from massive anxiety. And what you guys always say is, like, it's so simple. Why are you having a problem with it? Well, because I have a mental illness, and I suffer from obsessive-compulsive anxiety. I have anxiety.
Can you give us some examples of how the obsessive-compulsive manifests? Like, what are some of the OCD things that you find yourself doing? Like, one of the classic examples is somebody who will lock, unlock, lock their, like, front door or whatever. Yeah.
Or cleaning things, wiping
them. Yeah, right. I check my door, like, 10 times. Like, yeah, that's what I do. Like
10 times a day or 10 times in a row?
Yeah, before I could leave. I was
no, 10 times.
Lock the door.
So, right before you leave, you're checking 10 times. Okay, gotcha.
Well, but all of this comes
Before you go on, is that because something happened to you, or did you have a home invasion at some point? Something horrific happened in your home?
No, this is actually your brain is linked to anxiety,
mm-hmm.
and it translates into, like, germs. And then when I go shopping,
are you a germaphobe?
I'm a germaphobia. I can't shake hands. And then people get really mad about it.
What do you do when you go into, like, a public bathroom? Do you, like, try to avoid touching things? you know, like opening doors with your elbow, or like how does that work?
Yeah, I do that kind of stuff, and I never.
Are you a hoverer?
What's a?
Yeah, I do that, you know. And then
can
I,
you hold yourself over the toilet?
Yes, I got it now.
Okay,
I figured it out relatively quickly.
Good job. If you pee, it shoots it into the toilet like a little.
All right, we can't get into a whole lot of detail on how all that works because we're on the radio. But so I was just asking how much
you should find a rich person who needs a house cleaner, and then you just gotta have a place to live for free.
Well, but she'd be stressed out all the time having to keep the house clean.
Yeah, that's right. That's the idea. The house is never clean enough.
Well, the thing about it, we just say it, you said it's a theory. No, it's a proven fact. If the mental health professionals have documented that is these sex hormones actually affect the brain of the baby, it's not a theory. They have proven it over and over.
What did you say was a theory?
I said that it was whether or not she was suffering from anxiety because of elevated cortisol levels of her mother during her mother's pregnancy with her is a theory that she has. And it's all very interesting. I was just kind of curious about how...
I'm not talking about myself, but the psychiatrists, the psychiatrists have documented and they have proven...
I thought you were talking about yourself. You said you were concerned that it was because of your mother.
Well, I mean, it's a theory for my part. I'm speculating that that's what happened to me, that I suffer with whatever's simple and easy for you guys. It'll be a breeze. I suffer from massive anxiety. I'm saying that it must be because of that. But they have documented that the people... You know, the people that had mothers that were stressed out when they were born.
Maybe you should try some weed.
I don't know if that's...
No, I don't smoke weed. Well, but anyways, I was
going to
make the...
Well, now you've proven his point, Sarah. I mean, because now you say that you don't smoke weed, there's no way to know whether the weed would help. If you have a situation that sort of a crisis situation happens where you've got to get something done quickly, or it doesn't, or bad things happen, can you react quickly and get that thing done? Do circumstances make your anxiety go away? Are you only anxious when you have time to be anxious, or if something happens quickly, can you react or not?
Well, I mean, the circumstances, you know, it depends. But most of the time I suffer from massive anxiety that other people do not suffer from.
Sure.
You know,
I'm not arguing that. I'm asking whether or not you can put that aside to manage a situation.
Well, I've never, who knows? I mean,
she's never had to manage a situation, Mark.
She's managing something.
She doesn't work.
When you don't have
once a year, she's got one thing that she has to do, which is talk to some bureaucrats so she can get her Section 8
report. Sometimes something falls off the kitchen counter.
I don't want to minimize the medical condition either, because lots of people do suffer from it. And there are solutions available if you want to seek them out.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, we got that Scotland story on the way. Free Talk Live.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another shooting at a place of worship. Police in Poway, California, close to San Diego, say a gunman, identified as John Ernest, opened fire at a synagogue, killing one person and wounding three others. San Diego Police Chief Bill Gore says he may have been involved with another crime as well.
We're currently working with the Escondido Police Department and the FBI to determine Ernst's possible involvement in the arson at the mosque in Escondido about a month ago.
One of the people injured is Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein, who was shot in the hand. He spoke on CNN about the lady who stood between him and the shooter.
Lori took the bullet for all of us. She died to protect all of us. She didn't deserve to die. She's such a kind, sweethearted, just a good human being. She didn't deserve to die right in front of my eyes.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. We will take your calls and thoughts. If you make them, you may dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. And Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on their forum. Plus, they've got a games section over at Bitcoin.com, where you can play games with Bitcoin Cash. If you are in the United States, you may have to use a VPN if that's something that you want to do. And from the research that we've done, Mark, it doesn't seem like it's illegal to actually, risk money on a website that's not located in the United States. And Bitcoin.com is not located in the United States.
It doesn't seem that way, but we aren't attorneys either.
That's true. Like I said, it's just the research we've done. Bitcoin.com, you should do your own research.
Right. Now, Bitcoin.com would prefer you to not be in the United States, so you would have to probably use some kind of VPN or something.
And then they won't know.
Right. And they wouldn't know.
Bitcoin.com. We continue. Your calls and thoughts. You may take control of the airwaves here. So in the early portion of the show, we had Lenore Skenazy on with us. She is originally from Free Range Kids, now the Let's Grow blog, or Let Grow, excuse me, letgrow.org. And that led to a conversation about some creepy Orwellian, Huxleyan news out of Oregon State, where they might be having bureaucrats come into every newborn child's home to inspect, as well as adopted children, the house, talk to the families, And that is a thing now, apparently, and that's coming soon in Oregon. Mark, you had a related story out of Scotland.
Scotland, yes. From BBC.com. It's
reputable BBC.com.
What's this?
Reputable BBC.com.
Unless they're reporting on their own government, in which case they're not reputable.
Well, this is not. This is their own government. So what is the named person scheme? They don't mind using the term scheme over there. Mm-hmm. You know, here it always has a nefarious sound to it, but over there they don't. The Scottish government wants to appoint a named person to monitor the welfare of every child in Scotland. The scheme was due to have been rolled out across Scotland by middle of 2016, but that timetable was delayed after the Supreme Court ruled that some of the proposals around information sharing breached the right to privacy and a family life under the European Convention on Human Rights. The Scottish government has vowed to amend the legislation and hopes to have it introduced by August of this year. Opponents of the scheme have been attempting to have it quashed by law courts. The law courts. Okay. Arguing that the legislation amounts to a Big Brother scheme that will undermine parents, breach privacy, and divert resources away from children who are genuinely vulnerable.
Seems reasonable.
What's this?
Seems reasonable.
Seems reasonable. But many children's charities say named person will help ensure more cases of child abuse and neglect are uncovered and dealt with. So what is the name and found, like just discovered, created out of whole cloth, I'm sure, because child abuse is in the eye of the person who is determining what abuse is, right? So, or the ear, or whatever. If it, you know, one
I think
person,
there's some common ground on a good portion of it.
I consider right. spanking to be child abuse, but other people don't.
That is true. But on the extreme edges, as a society, I guess, you know, there might be someone out there who thinks it's okay, you know, not just to spank, but to lash.
Like to hit a child with a closed fist or something like that.
And to bruise or mark. But I think generally, the general consensus is that those extreme cases beyond spanking are abusive.
I think that the people that most people will call child abuse the same thing, but there are some people who will call other things child abuse that are different. Right. Teaching them different politics, religion, or whatever. You know, whatever the opinion is, it's there. For instance, one time my son was and I were riding back from Florida to New Hampshire. We had dropped the boat off, picked up the car, and it had been a long car ride. And I told him, get out, run around.
Okay.
Yep. Get around, run around, make some noise. Because we were stopped dropping off a friend, and I just told him, go make some noise. This is a small neighborhood, and he's going, running around, just running around the street, doing exactly what I told him to do, because he needed to get the energy out.
Sure.
A woman comes out of her house, breathless. Are you okay? Like, he runs to me from her. Because
stranger danger.
Right. He knows what a lunatic looks like. And the lady comes. She's like, oh, I scared him. I scared him. Well, you're nuts. Did. And she was, now let me apologize. Because she realized it was just a kid running around and making some noise. Because kids run around and make
That's
noise.
What they do. Yeah.
And she realized that she was.
School hours, though? Was he truant in her eyes?
I have no clue what time of day. I couldn't even tell you. It's been so long. I don't know. It's been a couple of years. But, you know, that lady there, I'll bet her determination of what child abuse is and isn't is not something I want put on my family's life.
Sure.
And I don't particularly want any officious government bureaucrat determining what it is. Like, maybe my kid's vaccination schedule is...
Or lack thereof
is child abuse as far as they're concerned. Maybe whatever I'm teaching him based on, of religion is child abuse by that person's standard. I don't know. The fact that, maybe I move him up into the front seat of the car by 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 years old. I don't know what age. But if you let your kid ride in the front seat, is that child abuse?
You're not allowed to do that till a certain time in some
places? That's correct, in a certain weight.
See, that's a generational thing, too, man, because I used to ride, as a kid, in the back of a pickup truck.
Oh, yeah, the good old days.
The good old days.
I remember riding in a friend's. We loved this thing. It had a fold-out seat in the back of the faux wood station wagon. Nice. Blind station wagon. It had this fold-out seat that we'd fight over who got to sit in that death trap.
Right.
Loved it. going on here.
That was the most fun.
It was. The Scottish government wants Scotland to be the best place in the world for children to grow up or escape. It has said that most children and young people get all the help and support they need from their parents, wider family, and community, but sometimes they might need a bit of extra support.
As part of bureaucrats.
As part of this getting it right for every child strategy, that's in capital letters, so it's an acronym. Organism. Organization. You just threw me off. Yes, it's an acronym. GRIC. It's an acronym.
Right.
GRIC. The government proposed getting all children and young people from birth to 18 years access to a named person under the Children and Young People Scotland Act of 2014. The law has been.
I still want to know what a named person is.
It's the person that they named. It's a specific person.
It's an individual responsible for this oversight.
I see.
The law has been due to come into force across the country, several times. The Scottish government says that the named person is intended to be a single point of contact if a child or parents want information or advice, or if they want to talk about worries and seek support. They would also be a point for contact for other services if they have any concerns about a child's well-being. So they're basically a guardian ad litem that is appointed at birth all the way through. And if at any point this named person, who it could be a midwife, health visitor, head teacher, deputy head teacher, guidance teacher, depending on the age of the child. So by the sounds of it, it sounds like the kid will move through, graduate to different types of named people. And likely these people will have several kids under their purview at any given time. This is bureaucracy.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a job scary. Creation.
Very Other scary. Organizations such as independent or grant-aided schools and the Scottish Prison Services for young people held in custody will also have a legal requirement to make a named person available to the children and young people in their care. The Scottish government says that children and families are likely to see little difference with the legislation merely formalizing the role that these professionals already have.
See, it's already happening. What's the big deal? We've already stepped this far into your life. We're just making it official now.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure my kid won't have any problem with a specific guardian ad litem just popping in and checking things out.
Bring candy. Everything will be fine.
Yeah. Everything will be great.
It's like a Big Brother's Big Sister's organization.
Yeah, sure. Take them bowling and
right. All kinds of fun with everybody.
First, we're going to go bowling, and then we're never going back to your parents' house.
So you mentioned 2014 in the article. Has this gone through, or is it still recent as of 2019?
It keeps getting bumped back.
Okay.
So it could be coming out this year in August.
All right, okay. We got weed on the way. We got the story that we promised last night about California and Massachusetts. They have screwed up legalization because the black market is still running strong with cannabis there. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in here toll free. Take control of the airwaves if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. AnyPay makes it super easy to accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale as long as your tablet's charged. That's what I ran into this afternoon at one of the local places. Somebody had forgotten to charge the tablet. But as long as you've got a working tablet, it's going to work super easy to accept crypto like Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and others. I think they're even taking Ripple now through AnyPay. So get on over to their brand new website, helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll walk you through it. There's an iOS app. There's an Android app. So you load that app on your device that you have at your register. Go through the steps there at helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's one of the steps, by the way. There's only like four of them. It's not free. It's not a long process to get started accepting cryptocurrency. We're talking about a matter of minutes, like probably 15 of them. And that presumes you don't even already have a Bitcoin wallet or a crypto wallet of some sort, like Edge Wallet, on your smart device already. Because if you've already got that, you're almost halfway done. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com as we continue. Ian Ritchie and Mark in the studio here tonight. I've mentioned this story. I've actually had it in my show prep for a little while. Because it's kind of, you know, even though it's somewhat timely, it's still something that is going to last as far as its topicliness. Is that a word? Three people from California, this is from BostonGlobe.com, three people from California at Logan Airport, their suitcases stuffed with 150 pounds of pot, 20 marijuana bags delivered to a Dorchester office, and three houses in Braintree, Quincy, and Westford, empty, save for dozens of cannabis plants.
You think that they really call it Dorchester?
Dorchester.
I have no idea.
Dorster?
And they screw up every other word. Yeah.
It's all you Ferners moving in is what it is.
So much for putting the drug dealers out of business. More than 2 years after Massachusetts voters legalized marijuana, the illegal market remains stubbornly robust. Some 75% of the pot sold in the state this year, this was written a couple months ago, will be under the table. The major impediment has been the achingly slow rollout of licensed pot shops. And the current rate, or at the current rate, it could take another 3 years or more before enough stores are open to make an appreciable dent in the black market. quote, they've made it so inconvenient, said Jennifer Dudley, talking about buying legal pot.
Sure, if you were going, if you had to buy your alcohol and you had to drive several counties away to do it and buy in quantity and bring it back to your house and keep in and consume it only there, it's likely you'd want some moonshiner to just deliver it to you.
I don't think this is the only state that's having that problem.
No.
Either.
Mark's got a story about California.
Okay. Too, yeah.
In fact, they even have a chart breaking down the percentages by state as far as how many people are buying in the black market. I'm the ones that are telling the truth.
Sure.
You know, on these surveys. As more states legalize marijuana. She says a further quote from Jennifer, the 31-year-old cannabis consumer from Reading, Massachusetts. Reading? Okay. The few stores that are open, quote, in the middle of nowhere, she says, the line was so crazy, I didn't even bother going in. I kept the black market alive instead, she says. As more states legalize it, they're finding mixed success shrinking the criminal trade. By some estimates, 80% of pot sales in California are done in the shadows, a year after going fully legal. States that have had a recreational marijuana.
But California's basically been legal for like 30 years now.
23.
The middle of the 90s, right?
96 was when they passed Proposition 215.
So all you have to do is say, you know, my back hurts or I get headaches or whatever variety of things. I mean, they got like chiropractors. Everybody can give this stuff out. It's not difficult to get your marijuana card. And you're telling me that 80% of people still getting it illegally? I'm just surprised.
So here's the thing about California, because although
there'll be no enforcement.
Although I don't use those substances, on our way here to New Hampshire, we did stop off at a dispensary in California, myself and my wife, because her friend said, you've got to check this place out. It's like the Apple store. And she was kind of right. I peered in through the window, and they don't have any product out. Mm. They just have tablets that, you know, show you what the product is, and then they help you, like, one-on-one.
And then they retrieve it from storage or whatever.
Correct.
Yeah.
But the reason I didn't go in is because upon entering, you have to ID yourself.
That's right.
And then they put you into the system. And I went, I don't use this stuff. I don't want to be in the system.
Right.
You go have fun. You go check it out. You can go in whatever system you want.
So what did your wife think of the place?
She bought stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she thought it was really cool that how easy it was to get it once you went in there.
Once you give up all your information.
Yeah. Right. Which, you know, at first she's like, well, she was just going to look. So who cares if they have the information? She wasn't going to buy anything. So she wasn't going to be, you know, put onto like the customer list.
That's how these things work.
Right. But she did purchase. So upon walking out, she is now like in the California system somewhere. As a purchaser of cannabis products.
Well, I don't know if they report that to the state directly, but certainly a state agent could come and inspect their files.
Absolutely.
I imagine at some point. I'm not sure what the exact rules are there. Let's go to Rodney calling us in Texas, watching on Twitch. Go ahead, Rodney.
Yeah, I want to talk about Mark was the Aria Uncensored. I do like the show. And I don't think there's any right answer on how Mark was, you know, explaining when does a man become a woman or when does a woman become a man. Now, this might be a controversial idea that I might be wrong, but if a man can turn into a woman, and I'll call her she or whatnot, but I think it's official when they had the operation.
You're saying Arya would not be a woman until she cut her junk off.
That's why I think she can be topless on the show, and you guys shouldn't get banned.
I think it's a high level of commitment. It shows a high level of commitment, doesn't it?
How would Twitch know? Because, you know, Twitch doesn't know what's down there, and they can't require somebody to show to prove one way or the other. So all they can say is this person is presenting as a woman. She's got, you know, long hair. She's dyed her hair. She's wearing eye makeup like a woman would
She's
calling herself she.
I think that would be the difference between Twitch policy and the legal definition.
And what if you had a man, a fat man, or fat man with big breasts?
With nipples,
as they are referred to.
Without a shirt on.
Yeah.
What would they say about that? And say he had long hair.
They'd say what everybody else says. Yuck.
Put your shirt on, Tubby.
I love you guys. I love the show.
Thanks, Rodney. I appreciate the call tonight. Thanks for watching us there on Twitch while we're still there.
I want to make one distinction as well.
I don't know if we're going to make it through the week.
Brief Twitch.
Why is that?
because I don't know what's going to happen on Tuesday night. Go ahead.
So I don't know when this changed, like in the general culture, but at one point there was like there were different words and distinctions between cross-dressers, transvestites, and transsexuals. Right, and then somehow
I still don't know the difference.
Oh, okay.
Well, a few of them are considered insults to people who really believe, really call themselves transsexuals or trans. I think is the new term. You don't even use transsexual anymore.
Well, trans could be short for transgender or transsexual, and something there's a like difference that between them. I'm just not sure what it is. Because I asked Aria once, and she says she would prefer to go by transsexual. So apparently, there's a difference between those.
See, and I wouldn't have. And prior to the LGBT movement. Right, I would not have considered her to be a transsexual because she has not made the full transition.
Right, which may be why she's a transsexual instead of transgender.
Well, no, which is so I would say she would be
because she's presenting as a different sex,
which would be a transvestite, as far as my old definition.
I think that would be. I think that's insulting too.
It may be insulting, yeah. But it used to be a distinction. Right, it was. It
well,
was.
I had the surgery. Like the
it used to be that you would call somebody who is of Mexican descent, born in the United States, a Chicano. But I hear you don't do that anymore. It used to be acceptable really? To call somebody who's half black and half white a mulatto.
That's not
but I hear you don't
either.
Do that anymore.
I've heard you use that before.
That's an offensive word, mulatto?
Yeah, I'm afraid right. So.
I understand
it
that
it's
now. It used
to be somebody
offensive.
Who was from Asia, you called Oriental. But you don't do that anymore.
Or ornamentals, as my cousin used to say. Even funnier. I guess
you
my
guys
point
can
is,
fool around like that in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Not so much on the west coast of the United States.
I guess my point is that I think a lot of the waters have been muddied because there's no distinction. They're like, what does it mean to be trans? Have you had the surgery? Have you not had the surgery? Do you plan on having the surgery? Do you just like using the dress? Do you mentally, emotionally feel like, the opposite sex? And offensive or not, those terms used to have more meaning than they do now.
This would be an interesting discussion for Aria to have on her next appearance. So we'll leave that to that time. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. Whether you want to weigh in on trans issues, which we aren't really well-equipped to discuss.
We're not well-equipped to talk sports either, but people call in about it.
True. Well, it doesn't usually last for very long when they do.
It won't last very long either.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the black market continuing to dominate. 89.7% of marijuana sales, according to this study,
that's 90%.
In Massachusetts are on the black market still more than
Stay
2 years
system.
After legalization. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.